Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 229. I will be talking about Alaska Airlines and the recent incident with the door plug coming out of the Boeing 737 MAX 9. Welcome to a brand new episode. So I have not found my mic, so I am just going to record without it. So if you hear any scratching sounds, that's me scrolling up and down on my phone, and I apologize for that. So a few weeks ago, an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 diverted back to Portland after it had lost a door plug. And the loss of this deactivated exit door led to rapid decompression and forced the diversion, the Boeing 737 MAX 9, which was operated by Alaska Airlines, which was flying to Ontario, California. The aircraft was registered November 704 Alpha Lima. It was operating as Alaska Flight 1282. There was 170 passengers on board, and it took off out of Portland on runway 28 left and quickly gained altitude, reaching more than 3,000 feet in 1 minute after takeoff. 2 minutes into the flight, the aircraft was climbing through 5,000 feet over the Columbia River and turned southeast. 4 minutes later, November 704 Alpha Lima had reached 16,000 feet and 440 miles per hour before rapidly descending and decreasing speed at 10,000 feet. The aircraft turned back toward Portland and lined up for approach at 17:21. The plane then landed safely on runway 28 left at 17:27, according to FlightAware. So there was nobody sitting in the seat where the door plug blew out. Thankfully, so nobody was seriously injured from the incident. A phone did drop out. I think maybe one or two phones flew out of the door, and we'll talk about that in a little while. So following the incident, Alaska Airlines has grounded the entire Boeing 737 MAX 9 fleet, and the precautionary measure then allowed for the airline to inspect its fleet. And several hours after Alaska, So then they looked at some aircraft and deemed that they were safe to fly again. But then the FAA came out and said, hey, you need the groundless aircraft. You can't be flying them until we come through and make sure everything is ready to go. From reputational damage to more groundings, I'm sure everybody's asking, what can we expect as a result of the Alaska Airlines incident? On January 5th, as we alluded to with the MAX 9, having a section of its fuselage blow out, which was the plug door. This portion of the cabin was merely a window. However, this particular section was a deactivated emergency exit door with the 737 MAX program. So it recovered from the tragic events of 2018 and 2019. It would appear that Boeing will have a new round of questions and scrutiny. What could we expect as everything comes together? So, MAX 9s that have currently been in service and are now with airlines and now are grounded. Aero Mexico, Air Tanzania, Copa Airlines, Corendon Dutch Airlines fly Dubai, Iceland Air. I've since then seen Iceland Air MAX flying. I don't know where it was headed. Lion Air, Scat Airlines, Turkish Airlines, and United Airlines. So, the carriers are full service airlines with lower density configurations, such as Lion Air, and when they operate at a lower capacity, they are not required to have an actual functioning exit door. That's why they take, why they have this plug door there. Basically, what this, it's not a functioning door, but it's, it can be taken out and they can put an exit door in there if need be. But, since these airlines are flying at, lower density, configurations, they don't, like I said, they don't need the exit door there. So they have a plug that goes in there. And it's basically, I guess you could say, like a false door. There's no hinges, no nothing. It doesn't swing out. And it's held on there with plugs, I guess, and bolts. I'm not too familiar with the plug door, so I can't really go into too much detail concerning the entire plug door. But they are looking into why this happened, looking at fatigue. And personally, if I was an airline, I would not want to have a plug door. I would probably just go with emergency exit because I feel like that'd be a lot safer. And following the incident, the FAA ordered immediate inspections of certain Boeing 737 MAX 9s. And, yeah, it's crazy what happened. Seems like Boeing just got, you know, they're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel from the first incidents, and it seemed like they're getting stuff somewhat together, and now this, you know, happens. It's unfortunate. And so Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 that was involved in this incident was not allowed long over water flights. The aircraft was just delivered on October 31st and started its first revenue service with carrying passengers November 11th. The aircraft still had things it needed to do before it could even fly over the water. So that's good. Definitely hoping that they can get things fixed and not allow the aircraft to fly until they know that the aircraft are very safe and that they can fly passengers on these aircraft without having to worry about anything happening. So an iPhone did fly out of the plane when the rapid decompression happened. It also twisted the seat. There were some injuries. However, nobody needed to be hospitalized overnight. They just had to get checked out and they were cleared. Luckily, there was nobody sitting in that exit row. Well, I guess where the plug door was, luckily. So nobody got sucked out. And the iPhone that got sucked out, oddly enough, from pictures I've seen and what I've heard, it did not sustain any damage, which is crazy. I guess that's I can't even think right now. So it was, it was great for, you know, good for Apple. They're definitely, I don't know. I'm just going to stop. Anyways, I feel like I'm losing my voice. Just wanted to kind of talk about this. John and I will go into more detail once I get John back on here. And thank you for listening. Until next time, fly safe.